Is this thing on? I know. I know. I have not been recording the podcast like I promised y'all. I know this. But guess what? We are back. We are better than ever. And today we are going to talk about overflow as a concept. If you have been hanging out with me on Threads or Instagram or in the email or in the community, we have been talking a lot about overflow. And while overflow could literally give you the visual of you leaving the sink on and it flooding out, I want to talk about this as a business concept that you are going to just latch onto for the rest of the year to allow you to make quick decisions, to allow you to know when to shut off, know when you should be taking time off, and to just think about how you want your life and business to look because we are coming out of the pandemic, even though technically it's been over a year, a lot of people are getting the 2-year itch. We're seeing pandemic businesses start turning 4 and 5 years old. And it is a season of change. Whether it is just eclipse season, as the astrologists will tell us, or it is a season of change, the thing is we need to think about overflow. So to I'm sorry. Dog doing. To kick things off, last October, sitting in a Starbucks, y'all know what Starbucks look like, even though currently on a boycott, I had two declarations as I was looking at my schedule and doing yearly planning. I no longer wanted to be reactive in my business to not have a plan or to be planning once a month, and I wanted to have something to work towards. And so in that Starbucks, I sat down and I defined what time off I was taking, which is a lighter summer schedule. And taking my birthday off and being available for things. I wanted to know what programs to launch and focus on the refinement of every program versus the refinement of every program versus just massive creation with it. And I had life shit going on. I wanted to move in with my boyfriend. I wanted to have a salary. I have been in kind of this complicated PTSD freeze and have been in therapy, and I finally feel like I'm moving through it after 3 years. And so I am quote unquote growing up. And a part of this was also refining my dream and what that looks like. Because when you start a business, it is very apparent and clear you just want to make money, right? And there's no shame here. We have always been the camp of more money is more opportunities, and more people should talk about the fact that money does lead to more opportunities and it helps people. But when you're working day to day, week to week, month to month, it's really hard to get out of things and hard to focus on what you would actually like to do versus what you're currently doing. And so the other side of this was starting to look at what does overflow look like at each level that my client is going through, because with this idea of programs to launch, you know, we started focusing on our four core programs. We have Salesy, the membership. We have Scale to 5K, which is a group program. We have Mission Income, which is a 6-month mastermind. And we have Overflow, which is a 12-month mastermind. We have four things. And yes, we've launched a product shop, and that's kind of on the side, but these are our four core programs that we rotate through and we sell. And so with that, it was looking at, you know, in the beginning of your business, you are just hustling to relax later, right? You are trying to get to that 5K month or that 2K month so that you can quote unquote relax later. And as a business owner, it can be really frustrating because it feels like once you get to 5K months, it's like, okay, now I need to focus on 10K months. And then it's 15K months. And then it's 20K months. And then it's 30K months. And there's all these things. And so a part of this is also me kind of doing a retrospect of what overflow looked like at each level for me, not only building my business the first time, but coming back and rebuilding it as well. The definition of overflow that I want y'all to run with is the space and freedom to have your business support your life and not the other way around. We are no longer, like I said, hustling to relax later, putting off that vacation for that, you know, arbitrary monetary milestone and just saying, oh, when I do that, that's when I'm going to relax. That's when I'm going to take a break. Because as somebody who was so results and goal focused for so long, I can tell you that's a recipe for burnout. I can tell you that when you hit that 5K month, it's fleeting. You know, I can't even tell you when I hit 5K. I can tell you when I hit 10K. I can tell you when I hit my first 20K month and my first 100K launch. But that moment is just a moment. There's so much in the process and the day to day that I think a lot of people forget that, you know, you are what you repeatedly do. 80% of what you do every single day is the same. And if you're working Monday through Friday, your days are going to look the same. And that's where it's also like, where can we bring these small joys back into our business and into our lives and really enjoy the process of being an entrepreneur and being a founder? And the results and the goals get to just be the icing on top of the cake. It gets to just be, oh, like, yes, I hit this goal, but I also don't feel like I murdered myself to get there. You know, I remember when I did 100K in 90 days and I truly murdered myself to get there. I was getting up at 5 a.m. I was drinking 2 Starbucks a day. I was doing all these things to hit this arbitrary goal. And then I remember sitting in my office, and at the time my ex-fiance was in my life, and him coming in and looking at it and being like, yeah, we did 100K, and me being like, cool. And then us going to Glenwood and me being in bed for like a day and wanting to sleep all weekend because I had worked myself so fucking hard. And I didn't enjoy the process. I didn't enjoy the fact that this could be a different experience if I would have prioritized the day to day and not just the goal. If I didn't kill myself to get to this goal and then decide that, like, this is not for me, because that 100K in 90 days put me on the map. It truly gave me so much to work with. And like, you really don't know how hard you can work until you work like that, but you shouldn't be hitting you're 110% for days on end and burning out. I always think about the Steve Jobs quote, and this is something I've really started to embody in my life, but he says that if you look in the mirror and enough days in a row, you tell yourself you don't like what you're doing, you need to change what you're doing. And for me, this year has been really about, how can I enjoy this process? How can I enjoy being the founder of a growing company? How can I spend more time with my clients and tap into the client experience, the calls, the being in Slack, the being in person, and know that we have these goals and that we're also growing year over year? You know, we're also growing month over month right now, but enjoying the day to day, enjoying the process, and still enjoying my life, because I'm never gonna be this young again, right? I'm also never gonna be 28 years old again. I'm never going to have my 20s. And so that's something too that I think coming into this year, I really was like, I can have it all. It just may not look some of the ways that people think it does. It was a nice long sip. So, what does overflow look like at each level? And the problem is not that overflow is a destination. Overflow is not that goal you're trying to hit in ClickUp. It is not that. Overflow is a state of mind. So at the 5K mark, for my people who are looking at scale to 5K, my 5K baddies listening to this, you know who you are. I love y'all so much. I was so happy to see you guys yesterday. I could do a whole speech of how much I love scale to 5K. Your overflow at that level is making your own schedule. Being able to say, I don't have to wake up with an alarm. Now, if you have kids, it may be a little bit different, but still having the freedom to take your kids to story time and be at the park and do all those things. It is getting out of your 9-to-5, if that is your goal. I have some clients who are in 9-to-5s. They like their 9-to-5s and they're also running a business together. For me, it was buying my brother clothes. I remember the first time I closed a 4K paid in full sale, my brother and I went to Target and we just loaded up and we spent like $400 at Target and I didn't even look at my card. I was just like, get what you want to get. I don't care. Like, get what you want to get. And for me, it was also getting my nails done. You know, that was something that I couldn't afford prior. And with inflation now, it's a little bit different. But that was something that, you know, before the pandemic, I was getting my nails done once a month. And that was something I was never able to do before. And so a lot of it really rested in the freedom. And it was exciting because at 5K months, you can start, you know, double, tripling, quadrupling it and making it really easy. Now, from 5K to 10K, it is a different kind of jump. And this is where most of my clients start to hire. They make their first hire. They do that things. I remember for me, I hired at a 5K month, I hired an assistant and she did Instagram engagement. And then when we started taking 10K months, I worked with an OBM and we were starting to hand off a lot more. And so I was moving into this head coach CEO role and I was traveling for work, having back-to-back trips and really knowing that I could make $100,000 in my first calendar year. For you, it's going to look like having the freedom to pay yourself what you want to pay yourself. You know, that's something a lot of founders struggle with is like, how do I start paying myself? And what does that look like? And if I could go back in time, I would say like, pay yourself first before you pay any help. Make sure you are taken care of, because it doesn't matter if you have all the help in the world. If you are not paying yourself and you feel like you're not making money to be able to pay yourself, economic security is a basic need. At 10K months too, this is an opportunity where you can start being more picky with what clients you're working with who you're working with, what's your pricing, because you're no longer at that desperation point that you're just signing clients to get experience, which there's nothing wrong with a little bit of desperation. I think a lot of people confuse desperation with a scarcity mindset. And that's a whole nother episode I could talk about, like what desperation and scarcity has done for me and how it has been beneficial in some capacity, but it's not a place you want to operate out of forever. But at 10K months, you know, you are also starting to lay the foundation of having reoccurring income. I remember when I looked at my reoccurring income and I was like, oh, I make like $6,000. This was a couple of years ago. I make $6,000 just from my private clients. And I knew that like I was making a minimum 5K months. Now we do a minimum $8,000 from our high level mastermind. And so that, you know, that opportunity and that space to continue to stack your income is really nice, because I also feel like 10K months, it's a big jump, right? 2 to 3K is very common for business owners, and only 6% of online coaches actually go over $100,000 a year in revenue. I don't know if they're qualifying with cash, but then only 2% of founders, female founders, go over the seven figure mark. And so if you are someone who is making, you know, $10,000 or more a month, you are ahead of 94% of your other peers. 94%. 10K months are still a big fucking deal. And I know in the online space, they're getting minimized because it's like, you should have 50 or 60 or 70 or, you know, making $1 million every time you sneeze, but that's still a lot of opportunity. And with a 10K month, you could also set yourself up to have a decent size salary, like 5K a month, whether or not you're doing an owner's draw or you're salaried, like that's $60,000 a year. That's a pretty good starting salary for some of the time freedom that you're experiencing. Now, when I to about $15,000 a month, that is when treat yourself really tied in. I went from not as much to the broke founder to like, hey, these are the things we can afford. This is what it looks like. And definitely as you're growing a team, you know, your income's going to go up and your expenses also could go up too. One of our largest expenses is payroll for me. Obviously, I want to get paid well. I've been doing this for a couple of years now. I definitely want to get paid for it. And that's something also to consider is like, where are you starting to fit these little luxuries in your life? Remember when I started my business, I didn't want to be nomadic. I like the city I live in. I like where I'm at. I like being close to my family and we like to travel, but we could never be nomadic. Like, can you imagine Peach, my dog who's scared of everything, like traveling the world? No, she would absolutely not do it. This is where there is a different kind of energy inside of your business where it's like you can start working your life around your business. You don't have to be hustling till you die, which I don't even make my clients hustle that hard. They work hard, but they're not like hustling. There's not that energy to it. And you can start working your business around your life, start figuring out doing future planning. I wish when I would have started that I would have done better financial planning. That's something a lot of my clients are doing right now. Because at the end of the day, there is a lot of opportunity to take this overflow, this excess of money, this time, this freedom, and build a future beyond that. And so as you guys are starting to think about, you know, Q2 and coming into what does this look like? How are you redefining it? What do you want your summer to look like? There is a couple of questions that I would love for you to ask yourself, journal on, even share with me in the DMs is, what does overflow look like for you? And what do you want your life to look like for the next 90 days? That is all I have for y'all today. As always, if you haven't, comment, rate, subscribe. It helps us in the podcast algorithm, which gets us more listeners, which allows me to share more sales tips with y'all. And if you are not following me on Instagram, go ahead, send me a message. I am there most days. I am also on Threads. And if you haven't checked out our free resources down below, go ahead and do so. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Bye.